The famous theme from the famous situation comedy, The Dick Van Dyke Show, which captured lightning in a bottle. A tremendous cast led by Dick Van Dyke. The television introduction as well, Mary Tyler Moore, and the wonderful comedians Rose Marie and Maury Amsterdam. But also a member of the cast was the creator of the show and the star of the pilot episode, before, of course, it was named The Dick Van Dyke Show, Carl Reiner. He created this series based on his experience as a writer for Sid Caesar's comedy variety series. Carl Reiner, who lived with his family in New Rochelle, New York, created a series about a comedy writer, Rob Petrie, played by Dick Van Dyke in the series, and his day-to-day life with his wife and with his co-workers on the fictional Alan Brady Show. Carl Reiner played Brady on the Dick Van Dyke Show, but he was much more than just that series. He was author of numerous books. I interviewed him back in 2003 in studio on Air Talk for one of those books. I had occasion to see him at different events around town and always enjoyed talking with him just for a minute or two. Very witty, very kind and warm person, Carl Reiner, who died last night at his Beverly Hills home at the age of 98, died of natural causes. Let's listen to an example of Reiner's comedy. In fact, let's listen to The Dick Van Dyke Show. A clip of Carl Reiner in his role as variety show host Alan Brady is sort of, you know, based on Sid Caesar. The first voice you hear in this scene is Maury Amsterdam's character, comedy writer, as well as Rose Marie, comedy writer, and Dick Van Dyke as the head writer of the series, Rob Petrie.
I hope I'm not disturbing anything.
No, I was expecting a headache anyway.
Come on, buddy, that's 25 cents.
All right, my pleasure. Here you are.
What are they doing?
Well, we have a new rule. Every time Buddy insults you, he has to donate 25 cents to charity.
You mean every time he has to pay?
Yes, and all the money goes to aid mental health.
Mental health?
Yeah, we're trying to discover a cure for baldness of the brain.
I get a copy of the sketch, Bill.
Hey, Sally, what'll it cost me to call him a big blubber-nosed baboon?
Oh, that'll run you roughly 75 cents.
Can't afford it. You're not a big blubber-nosed baboon. You're a small blubber-nosed baboon.
When Rose Marie joined us on the program several months ago, maybe a year ago now, was not long before she died. And she still had, as much as she enjoyed working on the series, some negative feelings about it moving more and more towards Mary Tyler Moore's character in the series. And in the documentary about Rose Marie's life, there were some wonderful anecdotes from Carl Reiner and about that sometimes testy relationship. Carl Reiner went on to also do a variety of things solo or with his very close friend Mel Brooks, who also wrote for Sid Caesar. This is from the comedy album they collaborated on, 2000 Years with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks, from their iconic comedy sketch, The 2,000-Year-Old Man. Here, Carl Reiner, the interviewer, asks Mel Brooks, the 2,000-year-old man, the secret to his longevity.
Never run for a bus. There'll always be another. Even if you're late from work, you know, I never run for a bus. I never ran. I just strolled jaunty, jolly, walking to the bus stop, you know?
Yeah, well, there were no buses in the time of Iraq. What was the means of transportation then?
Mostly fear.
Fear transported you?
Fear, yes. You would see an animal would growl, you would go 2 miles in a minute.
But I suppose you
fear would be the main propulsion.
Yes, but I think most people are interested in living a long and fruitful life, as
yes.
You have. You mentioned
fruit is good too. You mentioned fruit. Yeah.
That from The 2,000-Year-Old Man, a classic sketch and a great comedy record from Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. With us from Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont, professor and chair of film and media culture at the college, Jason Mattel. Thank you very much, professor, for being with us. Your thoughts about the significance of Carl Reiner and all the different facets of TV comedy he was a part of.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, he is really an icon, and he spans so many eras. In the 50s, I mean, the Sid Caesar show, both your show of shows and then Caesar's Hour, was, you know, it's the murderer's row of television comedy if you look at the writer's room. But, you know, Carl Reiner was not only a writer, but he also was one of the performers, and he really established himself as the sort of straight man in a lot of those sketches with Sid Caesar. And then pivoting from that to creating what might be, you know, the template for a type of sitcom, the workplace sitcom that Dick Van Dyke's show created, with combination of ping-ponging between the home and the workplace. It really is, and it still holds up to this day. It's one of the all-time greats on television. And then beyond that, as you mentioned, the albums and live shows of the 2000-Year-Old Man with Mel Brooks, plus also he was a film director.
Yeah.
Directed, you know, numerous great films. My personal favorites are his collaborations with Steve Martin from The Jerk in 1979. My favorite movie he did was called Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
Yes, a spoof of noir hard-boiled detective genre.
Yeah. Yeah, and it used all these clips from these 1940s film noirs, intercut with Steve Martin and Reiner, with the scripted elements. It's a really brilliant film, and one that's not talked about as much. He also did All of Me, which is a great romantic comedy with Steve Martin, and then went on to be just a great character actor for many years, including like in the Ocean's 11 series, and. He's really such an important figure in the history of film, television, and comedy.
Yeah, he also directed Oh God with George Burns and The Man with Two Brains, which is a spoof of those 50s sci-fi films, All of Me, a comedy that he did with Lily Tomlin. So very, very versatile guy. And we should also mention, of course, the father of director Rob Reiner, who first came to public attention as one of the stars of All in the Family on television before he became a feature film director himself. So, Jason, just, you know, in closing, we still do have a couple of links to the old Caesar show still with us. Mel Brooks is one. Woody Allen is still living. But, we've lost a number of those already. People like Larry Gelbart and Neil Simon who've passed.
Sure. And it is, you know, it is another era. And I always, you know, when I'm teaching students, I like to show clips from these shows because it's such a distant time. You know, most of us were not watching this who are still alive. But I think that, you know, these clips that you can see on YouTube and really go back in mind, they're still funny. Reiner is really great in working with Caesar as, you know, often setting him up for the outlandish joke. But you can tell that same thing with 2000-Year-Old Man, Reiner. The comedy comes from Reiner's setup that allows Caesar or Brooks to really pay off the joke.
Yeah, I'm so glad you raised that point because it was truly part of his comedic gift. Professor Jason Mattel, Middlebury College in Vermont, thank you for being with us. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Much more to come in Hour 2.